Yo, what's good, everybody? On this Monday, I hope everybody had a good weekend. Mine was good, it was cool, it was great. Just pretty much chill and relax. I ain't really do much. But, well, we gonna kick this off with by saying congratulations to Prince Harry and Meghan. Congratulations to them. I seen a little bit of the wedding on TV. I ain't see too much, you know. Saw a little bit, but it was nice enough. I saw enough to say it was nice. So, congratulations to them. What else we gonna talk about? Well, this is funny. You know, a lot of people. Well, a lot of kids are so quick to say they don't want to go to school. They don't even feel like going. You know how like early in the morning, 6 o'clock, 6:30, they don't feel like getting up. They want to just stay in all day. But there's a 25-year-old that went back to check. Matter of fact, he checked this stuff into high school. 25. To pose, I mean, he was posing as a high school student to play basketball. It's crazy, right? Most kids don't even want to go to school. And when you are in school, you can't wait to graduate so you are done with school. But 25 went back checking something in high school just to play basketball? Hey, whatever. Well, yeah, it's funny though. Real funny. And it's also crazy that he was dating a 14-year-old. So he getting charged. Don't know about the charge with the 14-year-old, but I know he's getting charged for lying about being in high school. You know, the documents and all that stuff. Just lying on everything. So, good luck with him. Good luck, bruh. Good luck with trying to beat this case or getting out of it, whatever. I ain't gonna go talk too much about that because that was just straight pitiful. That's straight pitiful. But anyway, moving on. Trippie Redd and security got into a heated altercation. I ain't got too much about that. It was just the security guard didn't want to let Trippie Redd's peoples drive off. So I don't know what else happened. I just, from what I'm looking at the video, they was say a little bit of words and then they didn't want to drive. Well, he didn't let them drive off, so they had to bust a U-turn to come back. You know. And try to avoid this man. So that's all I got on that. I ain't got too much on that. Let's see what else we got. Oh, also, again, prayers go out to the family in Texas, Santa Fe. Yeah. Oh, the Lil Pump and J. Cole, they on good terms. They on good terms. Ain't got too much to say about that either. Even though that I wouldn't consider that a real beef, but whatever. I wouldn't consider that real beef. So, what else we got? News. What else we got? Oh, Shaquille O'Neal selling his home. He bought this house in 1993. Was worth $3.995 million. Wow. And now it's worth $28 million. From what I'm hearing, his kids have grown now. So he really doesn't go back to Miami like that for real. You know, and then he works. So don't really come to us. He don't really get a chance to be in his home like he should. But you know, hey, do you, Shaq? Sell the home, get your money. I guess that's all I got for right now. I got more news, but you know, I'm gonna split it up. I can do that. This is Keep It 100 Radio. This is mine's, you know. But shout out. Matter of fact, I want to shout out to everybody who has their own radio station / podcast, whatever. Shout out to everybody that has it. Shout out to everybody. We show love over here and Keep It 100 Radio. So, I will be right back. More news. Keep It 100 Radio. Yo, what's good? What's good, man? It's Young Mills back in the game, man. Back. I'm back, yo. What's some more news? Keep It 100 Radio. Keep It 100 Radio. We don't play no games over here. Be real. Keep It 100. But, I got some news on some marijuana. It's saying that a dozen in Brooklyn was hospitalized after using synthetic marijuana. That is crazy. Look, first of all, kids, don't do drugs. I know y'all, I know a lot of people said this a thousand times. They said, kids, don't do drugs. Kids, don't do drugs. Just say no. You hear the same things all the time. But I'm going to say it. Don't do drugs. No matter how much somebody press you to take it, turn your back on them and keep it moving. Just turn your back. Nobody has time to be smoking marijuana or doing coke or anything. Nobody has time for doing no drugs, man. No one has time for that. What you need to be focused on is creating a business, getting money, and keep the negative far, far away from you. Far away. I mean far away from you. Positive vibes only. Positive people only. Positive period. Positive everything. All that negativity, that's a no-no. It's a real big no-no. So just letting y'all know, just stay away from the drugs. Just stay away. It ain't good. It ain't cool. People actually lost their lives behind doing drugs. No one wants that. But and speaking of dying, from what I got, there was a man that had died last month from using synthetic marijuana. You see what I mean? This man died from this. Is this what you guys want? Is this what you kids want? Stay away from this. One guy was bleeding and filled with rat poison. See, that's another main reason why you need to stay away from drugs. Because people just go here and just create whatever the hell they want and put whatever the hell they want inside of it. Then they give it a name. Then they go out here and sell it to you guys. And then you buy it. You don't know what's going to happen to you once you take this drug. You don't know what's going to happen. Hell, you don't even know what he put in it or what she put in it. You don't know. All you're trying to do is get a quick fix real quick. You're not focused on what's in this drug, these pills, what's in this paper. You don't know what's in it, okay? You don't know what's in it. Just stay away from it. Just stay away from it. It ain't good. No one wants to mess their life up behind no drugs. So kids, just stay away from it. Adults need to stay away from it too. I ain't gonna just tell the kids. I'm gonna tell the adults stay away from it. No one should be on drugs. It's crazy. It's ridiculous out here. People dying over some bull crap. Dying over something simple. They can just say, "Nah, I'm good." But instead, they out here looking for it. You know. Instead of the drugs coming to them, they going to find it. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Either the drugs coming to you or you coming to the drugs. It's either one or the other. So, I'm here to tell you guys, just stay the hell away from it. Just stay away from it. It's not good at all. It's crazy. It's real crazy. But I got plenty more news. As a matter of fact, yeah, I got some more news. There's always going to be some more news. I'm going to try to do a podcast every single day. I got more news. I'm going to try to do a podcast every day. Instead of just doing it like every Wednesday, every Thursday, Friday, da da da. I'm going to try to do one every single day. Why? Because something always happens every day. The news is constantly running. There's always something going on. Always. It's going to be hard to not to do a podcast because something always going on. I love music, sports, fashion. I love it all. Oh, yeah. I have a new mixtape coming soon. Don't have a date yet. And I'm working on a video too. So, oh yeah, and go check out my single, Lavish, and my new single, Hood, on YouTube. Go check it out. So this your boy Young Mills signing off. Keep it 100 radio. Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy Young Mills. Keep it 100 radio. I just want to keep I'm going to do a short one. Short podcast on the Cavs and the Celtics tonight. They play tonight at 8:30. Remember that. They play tonight at 8:30. Shout out to LeBron and the Cavs for winning that game. 116 to 86. My man LeBron had 27 points, 12 assists. Kevin Love, 14 rebounds. Look, let me say this. I don't know who you guys' basketball team is. I don't have no basketball team. I just like LeBron. You know, my favorite basketball team was the Bulls, but Jordan don't play for them anymore. But I'm still a fan of Jordan, regardless if he don't play basketball or not. But I ain't a fan of LeBron, which LeBron is a monster. So I'm hoping LeBron and them can pull it off and make it to the finals again and get another championship, but I don't know what's going to happen. Because you know why? I'm not going to sit there and be like other people and say, well, LeBron and them going to lose. Oh, they get to the finals, they ain't going to win. See, them people is too negative. Yeah, I know. I know you're probably saying, are you not watching the game? Yeah, I'm watching the game, but I'm still got to have positive thoughts. I still got to have positive mind, positive everything. Positive is best. So I want LeBron and the Cavs pull it off tonight at 8:30. This game is going to be in Cleveland. Next game is going to be in Boston. So I want LeBron and them to win this game and hopefully can pull a win off in Boston. Then we can actually say, okay, we good. We good. All right, so now we just focus on the other. They should be able to win this series. I hope they win this series. Nothing against Boston. I like Kyrie. You know, Mr. Tatum over here. I want LeBron to win this game. And, you know, the whole series. Hell, I hope they win the finals again. But we're going to take it a step at a time. Let's focus on this game tonight. I hope they win tonight. Shout out to the Cavs, LeBron and them. Let's go. 8:30. So this your boy Young Mills signing off again. So I got some more news for y'all tomorrow. Keep it 100 radio. Yeah, buddy.